Moose Jaw's branch of the Western Development Museum, WDM, is announcing its lineup of programs and events for the month of February. Upcoming events. Community Heritage Day. The WDM will be inviting different community heritage groups to set up a table and speak with curious guests. Volunteers will also be called on to help with old typewriter demonstrations, butter making, and similar heritage projects on Saturday, February 22, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the museum. If you're interested in registering a booth for the event, contact Programs Coordinator Alexis Jones at ajones@wdm.ca. Smarter Science, Better Buildings. The Saskatchewan Environmental Society has partnered with the WDM to offer a two-hour program for grade 7 students. The program features 6 workstations exploring energy efficiency and water conservation methods. Students will spend 1 hour at the workstations and another hour exploring the museum's galleries to compare historical and modern building techniques. The program runs for 3 weeks starting on Wednesday, February 26, and schools must book in advance by contacting ajones@wdm.ca. Seek and Find. The museum regularly holds Seek and Find events to encourage interactive learning. The program includes an activity sheet and visitors search through the galleries for clues that can be found on interpretation signs or display cases. Check the museum's website for updates. Quarter Caps Seek and Find. Guests can seek out the telltale gray caps worn by train car porters. These employees, who were almost exclusively black men, responsible for every aspect of customer service except for taking tickets. This Seek and Find event will be available February 1 to February 28 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 75th Anniversary Accession Numbers Seek and Find. Guests are invited to seek out accession numbers on various artifacts throughout the museum and enter for a chance to win a prize. The event runs February 1 to February 28 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Courses and Workshops. Several educational courses are offered seasonally and teach skills ranging from blacksmithing to steam traction engine operation, with certificates typically earned on completion. Introductory Blacksmithing. Although fully booked, you're invited to join a cancellation waiting list by contacting the museum for an introductory-level blacksmithing course held at the corporate office in Saskatoon. The course fee is $525 per person and is intended for guests aged 16 and over. The next intake will be on Friday, February 7, with another to follow on Friday, March 7. K+S Short Line 101. To showcase the raw power of steam energy, the WDM showcases its fully operational K+S Potash Canada Short Line 101 steam train each summer, and guests can catch a ride on a piece of Saskatchewan's history. Operating since 1978, this is Saskatchewan's only operational steam locomotive. Upcoming train schedule. The Short Line 101 is finished running for the winter season. Reminiscence Kits. The museum's reminiscence kits are meant to bring generations together and ignite new friendships through the sharing of memories. Containing day-to-day artifacts from the 50s to the 70s, these kits can be rented by care homes and other organizations over 2 weeks for $75 and an additional $25 for a one-week extension. Visit wdm.ca/reminiscence to book your kit. Teacher Resources. Several resources are available to teachers, from information packages to field trip arrangements at the WDM. Visit wdm.ca/moose-jaw/learn/for-teachers for more information. History Album. The museum's history album tells the story of Saskatchewan's past, though the stories of families, small towns, and community organizations across the province. To view the album, visit saskhistory.ca. Birthday Parties. The museum may just be the perfect venue for your child's upcoming birthday party. For a fee of only $200, children ages 5 to 8 can experience a 2-hour transportation-themed party, and up to 7 friends are included in the price. You can book by calling the museum. Volunteering. The WDM is always looking for volunteers to help make programming, summer events, and numerous specialized roles at the museum possible. At the museum's regular volunteer intakes, volunteer coordinator Alexis Jones will provide a tour of the facility, review safety protocols, and find suitable opportunities for everyone's training and interests. Next, volunteer orientations. The museum's latest volunteer intake took place on February 1st, and the next intake is anticipated for early March. To inquire, contact Alexis Jones at ajones@wdm.ca. The WDM is the largest human history museum in Saskatchewan and features a collection of over 75,000 artifacts across four locations. The Moose Jaw branch specializes in the history of transportation. The museum's winter hours are now in effect, and the museum and gift shop will remain open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. excluding Mondays and statutory holidays. For more information, visit wdm.ca/moose-jaw or reach out to Alexis Jones, the museum's program and volunteer coordinator, at 306-693-5989 or by email at ajones@wdm.ca. The Western Development Museum in Moose Jaw is located at 50 Diefenbaker Drive.